Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. Citing the biggest problem as being inequality of opportunity when discussing France's increasing numbers of people who fall into the poverty trap, President Macron is today outlining a plan to go on the offensive on what is becoming an increasingly serious social issue. The government plans to spend €8 billion over the coming 4 years to try and boost the living standards of those in the most disadvantaged areas in France. The head of state is keen on early intervention in the welfare proposals he is putting forward by creating an additional 30,000 nursery places in underprivileged neighbourhoods and making educational training compulsory until the age of 18. The government spent €57 billion on social welfare in 2016, a sum which has ostensibly failed to root out the main causes of poverty. President Macron will be hoping to provide some comfort today to the widow of Maurice Audin, the activist who was arrested, tortured and killed by the French army in Algeria in 1957. The anti-colonialist was arrested and was never seen again by his wife and daughter. An army lieutenant admitted to killing Audin, but an amnesty in 1962 was decreed against the activities against the Algerian uprising, meaning he was never brought to justice. Macron will recognise the role the state had in the disappearance and death of Audin after years of campaigning by his family. Prison sentences of between 4 and 12 years are on the cards for the men who attacked left-wing activist Clément Méric during a demonstration in Paris 5 years ago. The full verdicts will be handed out tomorrow. The Corsican nationalist Guy Orsoni narrowly escaped an assassination attempt this morning in the centre of Ajaccio. He was shot in the arm, although his injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. Mr. Orsoni is currently under investigation for criminal conspiracy. Guadeloupe and Martinique have been placed under red extreme weather alerts as they await the incoming tropical storm Isaac. The storm, which is recording wind speeds of up to 130 kilometres an hour, will pass through the two islands later today. And finally, the draw for the semi-finals of the Davis Cup are currently underway. France will play against Spain tomorrow in Lille. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.